I'm speaking to Robin Joubert. She's chairperson of the South African Society of Animal Sciences of the Northern Branch. Robin, a warm welcome to you on our program.
Thank you, Khardan. Thank you for having me.
Robin, please tell me who and what is SASAS.
So SASAS is the South African Society for Animal Science, like you mentioned, and it is a voluntary professional organization that animal scientists can belong to in South Africa. Students that have studied an animal science degree or diploma can apply to be members of SASAS, and the mandate of SASAS is to promote the animal sciences as a profession in the country.
Robin, this is the 52nd SASAS Congress. Tell me more about this theme and how the Congress is being presented this year.
Yes, this is the 52nd annual Congress. The theme this year is animal science communication, and we're asking, is it reliable, is it relevant, and is it responsible? We're very excited this year that it's the first time that the Congress will be presented on a virtual platform. It's a three-day Congress, and we have a great combination of industry professionals that will be speaking at the Congress, as well as providing a platform for local researchers to present their latest research to the industry.
Tell me more about the Congress and what can delegates look forward to?
Delegates can look forward to a jam-packed schedule over the 3 days. We have some international heavy hitters in the animal sciences and animal science communication fields. People like Dr. Jude Kapper, who's a very well-known sustainable livestock consultant, and then also some local legends, as we like to call them. Dr. Theo de Jager, he's the president of the World Farmers Organization, and he represents the South African industry on a number of international bodies. Davi Ruet is our economist, who'll be talking about animal sciences in a local perspective. And then we've also got a number of parallel sessions in the afternoons where local researchers are presenting their research, as well as a parallel session specifically dedicated to communication, where we have the current editor of the South African Journal of Animal Sciences, Dr. Mike McNeil, who will be opening that session. And we've invited some members of the media also to present there, because we really feel strongly about opening up communication channels from scientists and researchers through the media and the agricultural media, down to the farmer level, and also through to the consumer. The Congress is also the opportunity for the SASAS annual general meeting, where industry members and members of SASAS come together to talk about the year that's passed and some plans for the future, and where SASAS will present a number of awards to members of the industry that have been really making a difference over the past, in this case, it's 2 years, because we had to skip the Congress last year. So the SASAS Awards will be presented on the Tuesday afternoon, and then we have all of the posters that were entered into the Congress and that will be presented on the Congress will be judged by an independent panel. So we've got some poster awards to look forward to. And then the SASAS student quiz winners will also be announced at the Congress. So lots to look forward to.
Robin, where can I get more information?
All of the information is on our Congress website. It's www.sasascongress.co.za. You can find information there about registrations and sponsorships, and you can also read more about all the speakers that we've got lined up and have a look at the program and see where you would like to join the conversation.